If you open up your bulletins, I'm doing a responsive reading, so you can follow along and read your parts back to me. And let's start the new year with God's word. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing.
A time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away.
A time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak.
A time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace.
Let's start the new year with praise. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Let's start the new year with repentance. Psalms 51, 10 through 12. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
Let's pray. Oh, wise, eternal Heavenly Father, we come once again this morning thanking you for all of your blessings. We're so thankful for you just being who you are, Lord. We're thankful for you being a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. We're thankful for you giving us a means to be able to repent, Lord. We're thankful that we have an avenue to where we can acknowledge our sin and to ask for forgiveness, and that you have stated that you would forgive us for those sins. Lord, we're thankful for the kinship that we all share here at the North Tampa congregation and all around churches all around the world, Lord. We're thankful that we have like-minded individuals that are all striving to be with you someday. Lord, we're so thankful that you have given us all that you've given us in this past year and the year that we are embarking on this year coming in 2022. Lord, we ask that we always do things that are well-pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Help us to never lean towards our own understanding, but to always lean to your word for our guidance and our encouragement. And for most importantly, Lord, for us to make the decisions that we make in our lives. Lord, we're just thankful for you, just again, being who you are. We're thankful for you being omniscient, knowing all and being all. We're thankful for you being better to us than we can ever imagine to be to ourselves, Lord. Lord, we're thankful that you see the best in us when everyone around us can only see the worst in us. We're thankful that you have given us, again, a means that we can have a place to where we can look at ourselves and diagnose where we are and know that there's a better way that we can live and that we can be that influence for others in our community and our families and our workplace and wherever we may be in our walk of life, Lord. There's always someone that we can influence and help them on their journey to get to heaven. Lord, as we go into this new year, we're prayerful that we all are looking towards ways that we can better ourselves. Help us to be honest with ourselves and know exactly where we are. Help us to be intentional in our walk. Help us to find people that we can bring along with us that can be our accountability partners and to help us, again, be better versions than we were the day before. Lord, we ask you to be with those that have been mentioned previously in our worship that may be dealing with, that are sick and shut in. We just pray that you will be with them, put your protective arms around them, and allow us to call and to encourage and uplift all of those that are amongst our flock as well. Lord, we ask you to be with this country as well. Help us to be the light. Help us to stand bold and firm to your goodness. Lord, we know that there are so many things that we can be thankful for, Lord, and help us to be the light in this world to be able to speak boldly on those things and those promises that you have given us as well. And Lord, we ask you just continue to watch over us as we go through the further scenes of this service this morning. Help our hearts and our minds to be in the right place and help us again to look for ways that we can bring glory and honor to your name. We ask all of these blessings in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Start the new year with Christ. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. We proclaim to you that what we have seen and heard, so that you may also have faithful fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to gather together to sing songs of praise and to worship you. Father, we come to you as a congregation of people with diverse backgrounds, ethnicities, and ways of life. But Father, we are united in our love for you and your Son, Jesus. And Father, we know that you've told us in the scriptures that it is our daily life that is our true act of worship. Father, we know that you've given us various gifts, talents, and resources. And we pray now, Father, that as unified as one in our love for you, that you will guide us and help us as we use these talents and resources and gifts to help spread your word through the acts of our daily life. Father, we ask now that we will put aside any differences that we may have, and we know that the world gives us all kinds of differences that it would want us to cling to rather than you. Father, help us to put all those things aside and to unite as we go forth into the world and proclaim your name. We ask all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Start the new year with each other. I will be reading out of 1 John 3:16 to 18, the New International Version. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth.
Our Father in heaven, holy, wonderful, awesome, and honored is your name. We continue to lift up songs of praise to you this morning. We continue to lift up prayers to you this morning. We come to you asking for so much. But we know that it's not about us individually, but it's about you, and it's about your Son, and it's about your will, and it's about each other. It's about those who love you. We ask that as we go along, you will help us to love more like Jesus. You'll help us to be steadfast in everything we do in the name of Christ. You taught us in your word that it's not enough to say we love you, but that we must show that we love you by the actions that we take. May we show Jesus' example in every act that we do. May we plan our lives to glorify you, to help others, to further Jesus, that we may bring a light to this world that this world doesn't know. May we show Jesus' example in everything we do, every thought we have, and every word that we speak. Help us today to start something that will continue for the rest of our lives, that we will be less like our former self and more like you, your Son, and all of the ways that we were taught to be. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a wonderful worship service. Amen. And the not so young man that participated in our worship service, it was very nice reminiscing over that day at Sunquest when Neil was making that sacrifice. And I told him when we were discussing this that his father gave him not only that $50, but he gave him a memory of when he turned something over to the Lord. And that was a powerful thing. We sing an invitation song each week, and as part of that invitation, we want you to reflect on your walk with God and where you are with Him, and what changes you need to make in your life in order to glorify God in your life. This past week, I dropped my truck off to get an oil change. I made an appointment, but they told me it was going to take a couple of hours. And for those of you who know me, you know how patient I am. And you know how much I like waiting. And so I decided I had to come up with a plan B. I figured I could walk home, but my knee's been giving me trouble, and by the time I got home, I wouldn't be able to walk back. But I knew there was a Bob Evans up the road from where I dropped my truck, and I thought I would drop the truck and go over there and have breakfast, and then maybe by the time I was done with breakfast, my truck would be finished and I could go on about my way. And I started my walk to Bob Evans, and my phone dinged, and it was a little eerie to me. The ding on the phone was an announcement about a Lyft app that I could get to take me wherever I wanted to go. And I began to look around to see if Big Brother was watching me. I did not see Big Brother, but I went on my way, and I thought maybe I should leave my phone at home more often. The interesting thing was yesterday I went down to Moorhaven Correctional Institute and visited with one of the prisoners there, an inmate by the name of Charles Griffin that used to be a member of this church who committed a crime and is now serving 15 years. I sat with him and I talked to him about getting out in about 4 more years. And I talked to him about the 9 years he had spent in prison and what he'd learned and things of that nature. And he told me that God knew when he was ready to get out, that he would be ready. He says, "I don't think I'm ready yet." And this is a big change from him over the 9 years that I've been visiting him in prison. I said, "Why don't you think that you're ready?" He says, "Because, Neil, in prison, somebody's watching every single move I make. And I know that I have to do things right. But when I leave prison, there'll be nobody watching. And I'm concerned about choices I might make." I got to thinking about those two things together as I was thinking about the invitation this morning. Number one, it could very well be that somebody's watching every move you make. It could be a neighbor. It could be Google. It could be a child that respects you. It could be a coworker that's watching you to see if your Christianity makes a difference. But it's also God in heaven who's watching every move you make. And he knows the areas of your life you need to work on. He knows the areas that you're struggling with. And he knows what you need most in your life. This invitation this morning is going to be a little different because we're all going to come before God in prayer. We're going to repent before God. And how we're going to do that, you may be thinking, "Well, Neil, I didn't really do anything wrong this week. I didn't commit any big sins or anything like that." But what I want you to do before we read this scripture and then we sing this invitation song, I want you to close your eyes, bow your head, and ask God, "What is it that I need to change in 2022? Will you go to God in prayer with me? Father, as we come before your throne of love and mercy, we know, Father, that because of the gift of your Son, there is no judgment on us. That if we've been buried with Christ in baptism, that he has given us the forgiveness of sins. That, Father, even as we strive daily to do what is right in your sight, we fall short. And, Father, today as we've bowed our heads, as we've humbled our hearts before you, as we've praised you in worship, as we've listened to your word, I ask, Father, for you to show us anything in our life that we need to change. Anything that we need to do, whether it be a circumstance that we're in, whether it be a relationship that we're in, whether it be, Father, that we need to make changes in our habits, whatever it is, Father, as we read this scripture and as we sing this next song, put in our hearts, open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, so that we can see you and that we can hear you and we can know what changes we need to make. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen.
Okay. Start the new year right. I will be reading out 1 John 1, 5 to 7 out of the New International Version. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin.
May your year be filled with peace, prosperity, and love.
May God's blessing shower upon you and bestow upon each of you a bright, healthy, and peaceful new year.
May we all welcome God's presence and love.
In this new year, 2022, may the grace and peace of Christ bless us always. We're dismissed.